Prague is undoubtedly a hub for the use of the alternative cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. But Bitcoin is now very much at a crossroads as some of its technological flaws start to catch up. A sort of civil war has developed around its future with, as the cliche goes, only time likely to tell who the victor will be. The discussion there, as more than 200 people crowded into a meeting in Prague to discuss the future of the alternative, some might say revolutionary, cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Mostly young males, often more geek than Che Guevara or libertarians, this was a highly committed audience that listened to a two-hour presentation about the options ahead of Bitcoin before the meeting was thrown open to the floor. Perhaps for some, Bitcoin is an expression of an alternative way of life, outside the remit of governments and authorities. For some, though, it's an investment like any other, albeit with, for outsiders, an unfamiliar structure and vocabulary. Hard fork, soft fork, miners, SegWit. These are the terms bandied around as speakers and the audience got to grips with the somewhat slippery scenarios facing Bitcoin in the coming days. For, make no mistake, Bitcoin does appear to be at a crossroads which could probably see it advance and become stronger, or could subject it to a fallout from a damaging civil war. From August 1st, the Bitcoin community was due to choose between a radical transformation and a more organic development aimed at ironing out some of the technological barriers that are impeding Bitcoin's development. Czechs, and especially those living in Prague, appear to have bought big time into the Bitcom phenomenon. Slushpool, a combined effort where those who help to maintain and develop the technology that allows Bitcoin to operate and are rewarded with new currency, so-called miners, is believed to be the first of its kind in the world. And there are other Czech firsts in the sector as well, such as an electronic wallet developed by the Prague-based company Satoshi Labs, which allows secure and anonymous Bitcoin payments anywhere you go. And there is even a developing legal scene giving advice about issues connected with Bitcoin payments use and agreements involving the use of the cryptocurrency. Pavel Urbatschka and Radim Kozub of Blockchain Legal started operating this year, giving advice about some of the legal issues surrounding Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Urbatschka gave his take on the Prague cryptocurrency scene.
I would say the Czech Republic and mainly Prague is one of the most, let's say, concentrated areas, you know, with Bitcoin enthusiasts. Especially here in Paralympolis, you can meet many, many people from the Bitcoin space. So, yeah, well, I'm not sure why is that, but I guess there were some people in the beginning of Bitcoin which were in Czech Republic.
The Prague Cafe, Paralympolis, is a sort of alternative venue where you need Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies to buy a coffee, beer or sandwich. There is also a screen on the wall which gives you the latest exchange rate of Bitcoin against the US dollar. Radim Kozub was brought in at the end of the July meeting at the cafe, and Kozub outlined how difficult it is to get decisions taken in the Bitcoin environment, one of the handicaps that has overshadowed its development.
Of course, about the network as itself, the decisions are made by miners, by nodes as well. So the people who have nodes have the computer that serves as a node. And by the end of the day, it's also the community of users. So because there is a special kind of update that Pavel will explain later, which is user-activated software, UASF, so even users are deciding, users are the stakeholders of the network. So it's a very complex question. It's been decided by many actors, by many players, and each of them have different influence in different situation. Yeah? But it's definitely, there is no central authority that can say, that can impose any rule that is absolute and that can enforce the rule.
One aspect of Bitcoin's recent problems was actually witnessed by the Prague Cafe and its customers firsthand. When you pay with Bitcoin, there is the price of the basic product itself, the sandwich or beer, but also the extra charges for its use, which helps cover the costs of the network's upkeep and development. But at one stage, the network was overcharged with what amounted to spam transactions. Pavel Urbachka takes up the story.
If you wanted to pay, let's say, here in coffee, in this Bitcoin coffee, that you had to, you know, pay a fee in the same amount as a coffee. And that's the outcome of, let's say, the technical abilities of Bitcoin at this moment. Because you cannot put more transaction than 4 to 7 transactions per second. So you cannot compete with Visa and so on. Basically, what is happening is that people all people using Bitcoin compete amongst themselves to get the space in these blocks. So you can put your transaction in the Bitcoin, you have to pay fee. If more people want to use Bitcoin, then they have to pay higher and higher fee. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. Yeah, it's limited.
There are some rumours, though nothing is proved, that the spam overload was created in part by those lobbying for a radical overhaul of the current Bitcoin system. The Prague Cafe got round that problem in part by using alternative cryptocurrency for a while. Now the Bitcoin charges appear to have returned to a more normal and acceptable level. The backers of the radical overhaul, or hard fork, are also offering extra Bitcoin currency, so-called Bitcoin Cash, as part of their incentive for members of the community to back their version of how Bitcoin should develop. Pavel Urbachka attempted to explain what the hard fork actually means.
Actually, this hard fork, anybody can do a hard fork. What it means is that you take the Bitcoin software, you change it in some way, which makes it incompatible with the previous software, and then you have another network, basically. So, and anybody can do it anytime because the software is open source. So you just take the software, change it, and you have your own Bitcoin. You can call it whatever you can. Mm-hmm. And the tricky thing is to make it popular with people. So you have to have some users, so your new Bitcoin would have value. And that's what is happening on 1st of August. Because there is a relatively big part of people that want to make some changes, which make the Bitcoin software incompatible to the previous software. And they try to... Their software will have the same transaction history as Bitcoin, but it will be called Bitcoin Cash, not just Bitcoin. And they made some changes. So the block size is bigger and some other things. So if you have Bitcoin right now, then on 1st of August, tomorrow, you'll have the same amount of Bitcoin and also the same amount of this so-called Bitcoin Cash. So that's going to happen tomorrow.
All Bitcoin owners will get that cash, but the real test will be how much of it is accepted, traded, and what value it eventually has. Long term, this will be the key verdict on what version of Bitcoin development, the soft or hard, wins out. If the new Bitcoin Cash is more used and more trusted, then its value could be expected to soar at the likely expense of the original Bitcoin. Pavel Urbachka says it's clear which side of the Bitcoin barrier he is on.
Let's say I'm a big Bitcoin maximalist, so I think, because of the network effect, because the Bitcoin has gone through a lot of new, experiences, it had to adjust, it's because of the anti-fragility, I think the Bitcoin will, at least in the near future, will retain the first position, which it has now.